Father, we say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. This morning, Lord, we ask that the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, you will have mercy on us. You will speak to us. You will meet with us. You will heal us. You will save us. You will deliver us. You will take away the fears of our hearts. And you will give us joy. And your name will be glorified. Father, we say thank you. Nobody will go back being the same. You will give unto each and every one of us here and those watching online muscles sufficient from each person in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Good morning, church, and God bless you. Welcome to church. Can we give the Lord a clap offering? Are you excited being in church? I love worshiping God early. Early will I seek the Lord. I love him. When you come early, you have greater blessings. The Lord bless you. Clap for yourselves again for coming early to serve the Lord. This morning, I would have loved to start with what has been happening from the beginning of this month. The first Sunday in this month, we had Sister Yetunde Are. Was it wonderful? Did you enjoy it? The Bible says the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. When she was here, the Lord was also here. And he has always been here. And then last week we had powerful, powerful word from Pastor Daramola. You still remember Lazarus? You still remember the three Hebrew boys who were not burnt in the fiery fire that was asked to be made seven times hotter? And yet, the people who threw them into the fire got burnt. Those who want to throw you into fire, they will get burnt. In the name of Jesus. And then Pastor went on to speak to us about 2 Peter 1:5, isn't it? And we started learning, and I know you will not forget. Add to your, can you imagine, virtue. Hey, praise the Lord. Add to your faith virtue, to your virtue, to your knowledge. You are temperance. And to temperance, patience. Go on. Ha. Godliness. And to godliness, brotherly love. And to brotherly love, unending love. Clap for yourselves. You are wonderful students. This morning, I want to talk to you about what happened in 1996. My husband is a boxing lover. My father loves boxing. Whenever there was a boxing tournament at that time, he would send all of us out so that he can enjoy himself. And I know Pastor Adeboye used to be a boxer. On the 9th of November, 1996, there was a boxing tournament between Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson. How many people can remember it? Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson. Evander Holyfield was a no match for Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson had won the world boxing champion several times. And he was a good boxer. Anytime you talk about Mike Tyson, you know anybody contending with him, you are too sure Mike Tyson will win. It is like between David and Goliath. Mike Tyson was like the Goliath. And Evander Holyfield was just like the David. Evander Holyfield was just coming up. I decided to watch that match again. I was there when my husband, I watched it together with my husband. And you know, he said, my grandmother and grandmothers, mothers, you have a lot of work to do in the lives of your children. He said, my grandmother told me to trust in the Lord. When Tyson was coming to the boxing ring, they said, I read it again, they said he came with some non-entities, with people with questionable character. That was how it was put on the... With questionable character and people with foul languages, that they were saying all sorts of, you know, naughty things. But when Evander Holyfield was coming to the field, they said he had a band around about him. You know, what you put on when we are ushers. And on it was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That was one. It was reported. He came in, and on the pages of the newspaper that day, it was written. They said, Evander Holyfield came in like a holier than thou. Holier than thou. That was the way they put it. They said he came in like a holier than thou in US papers. And then the boxing tournament started. And of course, Mike Tyson felt he was on a better, you know, that this one is no match. And the tournament started. And they started boxing. And you know, I sometimes I feel for them. And they started boxing. And they started. They thought first round, Evander Holyfield will soon get down because it was no match. Second round, he did not get down. He went on. Third round, he did not get down. Fourth round, nothing happened. Fifth round, and then Tyson was like, who is this small boy? That everybody thought by the first round he would have been down. Who is this small boy that is standing up to him? By the sixth round, Tyson decided to bite his ears. Can you remember? It was a bloody thing. I still remember and I saw it. He decided to bite him. If I'm boxing and you refuse to go, okay, I will bite. And he did beat his ears. Then the people who interviewed Evander Holyfield, by the time he did that, the referee warned him that it was not permitted. The ears was already bleeding. His mouth was full with blood. And then they told him, you are not, thank you for showing it. Can you all see it? You are not permitted to do that. And then he got angry again. You must control your anger. He got angry again and decided to bite him a second time. And that was how Evander Holyfield was declared winner. You will be the winner. The devil will miss it. He will make one mistake that will make you the winner. That is not where I'm going. What actually touched me in that boxing tournament was the fact that when Evander Holyfield was interviewed, he said, we saw you boxing and you were saying something. You were saying something to Isaiah. What was it that was infuriating him? What were you saying that was making him getting so angry? He said, I was just telling him what my grandmother told me. He said, I was telling him, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. He said, he was also telling him, Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your might. Lean not on your own understanding. He said, I was telling him, in all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. And that really infuriated Tyson. And Tyson thought, okay, if I can't speak to your ears, I will bite you. The devil will make a mistake concerning you. I want to encourage you this morning. We have been talking about building capacity. We started with next level. Then we went on. Last week, Pastor Daramola spoke to us about God coming through for us, showing up. As he was talking, I was really, really inspired and encouraged. And when Pastor started talking, do you know? See, please don't take anything for granted. As Pastor was talking in the second service, God was also speaking to me. And that actually made me to revive a business that I was not doing before. God will speak to you this morning. God will come through for you. So this morning, my first point will be connecting to divine guidance. Connecting to divine guidance. See, there was no way Evander Holyfield could have won that match except that he connected. He did not trust in the fact that he could do it. Don't trust in your power. Don't trust in your enablement. Don't trust in the academic qualification you have. Don't trust in the money you have. Don't trust in anything. When you need to build capacity. Building capacity, sometimes ago I spoke to you about building blocks, about the foundation upon which you build as a Christian is very important. Don't trust in your own wisdom. Trust in the Lord with what? Not some. For many of us, sometimes, you trust, you just say, I've done it before, I can do it again. No. Trust in the Lord with all. Don't even ever assume you can do it well. Always put your trust in the Lord. Divine connection. In anything you do, you must have divine connection. My next point is divine connection and then walk in wisdom. Walk in wisdom. You have to walk in wisdom when it comes to building capacities. You have to walk in wisdom. Let me open to us Ecclesiastes 8 verse 1. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 1 says, "Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed." You see, when you have wisdom in a thing, when you have information, when you have wisdom, when God has given you wisdom, your face will shine. You will not be afraid. Because you know that the wisdom you have is not of your own. It is from the Lord. So your face will shine for such a man. And I want to talk about the wisdom of Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 4 to 7, it talks about the Queen of Sheba. Women, for a woman to get up to say, "Look, what exactly is this man made of?" It takes a lot. In 1 Kings chapter 10, it talks about the wisdom of Solomon. Listen to me. "And when the Queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cup bearers, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, 'It was a true report that I had in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came and my eyes have seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceeded the fame which I had.'" Queen of Sheba, she was also a queen. She came to another king. Who do you go to? Do you look upward or you look downwards? Many people in their situation, there are many people who look down. They want to be king over nothing. They want to rule over nothing. But when you see somebody who is doing better than you and who has better capacity, it is good for you to look upward. I know what the Queen of Sheba is talking about. I used to be the caterer to the late Oni of Ife, and I know what it takes. Oni he has an ambience that somehow you look at him and he's educated. And I remember there was a time he had we had to cater for kings from West African states. And you know, everything was in place, the uniform. And only we say, glory land, you know, I want this to be, you know, I want people to have to know that I am the only in Yoruba land. The ambience, the table, the way we set the tables, the uniforms our boys wear, what goes on, the security, the sitting of Baba himself. You will know this is our Baba Nye. He will sit, you know, like the real king that he. By the time we finished, and you know, the food will come. You know, it's not like normal catering service. No, it comes in special ways. The dishes we use, they are special. By the time we finish, the king, I still remember the king of Ghana. He said, I want to know your caterer. Who cooked these meals? And by the time he was going, he gave our company some money. Then, but specially, he gave me $500. He said, I appreciate what you have done. Where are you looking at? Who are you looking at? Are you looking up or you are looking down? God wants you to look up to him and he will direct. The way to build capacity is paved with tiles of wisdom. You need wisdom. Wisdom is the key to freedom. Wisdom establishes a kingdom. When you have wisdom, whether you are a pastor, whether you are a business person, whether it's in your home, wherever, when you have wisdom, you build a kingdom. To be wise is to rise up. To be a fool is to fail. You must not fail in any endeavor. There is no reason, because we have the word of God that encourages us to be wise in everything we do. People who have gone behind before us, they have succeeded. So you have no reason to fail. To be wise is to rise. To be a fool is to... Foolishness is a major sponsor of failure in life. You cannot be successful until you are strategic. You know what? Whatever you do, whatever you lay your hands upon, if you are building capacity, you cannot do what other people are doing and then expect to be to excel. You have to do more. You have to give more. It's the extra you put that makes you extraordinary in life. Let me go on to my next point. Accept responsibility. Are you projecting it, please? Accept responsibility. Accept responsibility. Don't be a liability. I want to say that over and over again. Don't be a liability. Take up responsibility. There are too many. If you are building capacity, look, let me tell you. Did you hear what Ayo said just now? He had to take up responsibility. There are too many things that need your attention. Don't push, you know, your responsibilities to other people. Especially children. I always tell people who live with me, I say, take responsibility. Don't say, is this person who was supposed to do it? It's my wife who is supposed to pick the children from. Take responsibility. Stand up. And be that person God wants you to be. Don't push your responsibilities to other people. My husband, I don't like it. I dislike it. There are so many people who will tell you, you see, when we were growing, my father was very poor. So he didn't send me to school. So I had to be this. I know Prof is here. Prof was a farmer's son. Professor Omojola. He said he was a farmer's son. He was a farmer. He was farming. And then God helped him. He helped himself. God cannot take you and say, okay, I'll make you. No! There is a part you have to play. Take up responsibility. Do your part. When you do your part, then God will do his own part. He did not just sit down and do you think the university will come to him? He has to go to the university. There are so many things for me. There are so many courses I'm taking now. Because I know I have to improve myself. I cannot sit and say, okay, heaven, you know, naira does not fall, dollar does not fall from heaven. You have to help yourself. Take up responsibility. Don't pass the ball to other people and say, oh, because my wife is a bad woman, that's why I'm not enjoying it. Because you have no reason. You have no reason. We already have the manual that is needed that will make you to be a responsible person. Next, are you projecting, please? Associate correctly. Associate correctly. Proverbs 13:10. Proverbs 13:10. Associate correctly. Did I say 10? Proverbs 13:20. Sorry. He that walketh with a wise man shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. You must associate correctly. Associate correctly. Yoruba so wi pe eni to ba ba ajarin ajegbe, isn't it? When you are an eagle and you begin to associate with chicken, you will not be able to fly. Associate correctly. Are you being discipled? Is anybody watching over your life? Have you submitted to anybody? Is there anybody? You know, there are so many people that they know their life is not going anywhere because nobody can talk to them. There should be a person in your life that when something is happening to you and you are reported to that person, if that person says, stop! Whatever you know or whatever you believe about, you must be able to stop. Is there anybody overseeing your life? Are you Lord and Master? And nobody can talk to you. You are missing it. You have to associate correctly. Even those vagabonds, area boys, that went to David, it was said that those who were displeased, David, Joab, and the mighty men of David. 2 Samuel 13. Can we just read that? 13 from verses 1 to 5. Even those men that were called vagabonds, they decided to go to associate with David. When you see something good, as for me, see, when I see people who have more grace, better grace than me, I associate with them. I go to them. You know, the Bible said concerning Elisha. Elisha was a big businessman now, before God called him. And the Bible said he poured water on the hands of Elijah. He was already a big man. Look at Joshua. And you know, each time I read, I don't know when you read the Bible, I don't know what you see. But look at the life of Joshua. Joshua was already an accomplished general. But he will never. Each time God calls Moses, you know, some people will say, Lola is the one God called, it's not me. It could even be your husband. My husband is the pastor, it's not me. Whatever responsibility God gives your husband, you are also responsible. Joshua, God called Moses to come up to the mountain. When you are building capacity, see, let me tell you, you must humble yourself. It was Moses God called. God did not call Joshua. He did not say, Joshua, come up. But Joshua came, and God did not even acknowledge him. You know, God did not. So sometimes you might be serving God, you might be fasting, you might be praying, you might be doing everything, and yet you have not heard from God. It's not like God is watching you. Joshua was there 40 days, 40 nights. No water, no food, nothing. It was Moses God called, though. Joshua was there. And then, when it was time for Moses to go, who did God call? Who did God call? He said, anoint Joshua. Because Joshua had humbled himself. I want to encourage us this morning. Sometimes it may look very difficult. I want to share with you what I went through some 7 years ago, because it's now the birthday of that grandson. My daughter was pregnant of a second baby, and somehow she was feeling, uncomfortable. So I told her, not to worry, everything is going to be all right, and all that and all that. I encouraged her in the Lord. And when it was time for her to go, she went to the hospital. Before then, I was talking about being with God, associating with the right people. People, if you know people are time wasters, don't associate with them. So the Lord said I should wait. I waited on the Lord. After 3 days, in the middle of the night, she said, well, we are going to the hospital now. We have to go to the hospital now. And when they got to I'll just quickly cut it short. She got to the hospital, and it was a lot of things. They said she was going to go through cesarean session, and she became so afraid. She called me again. And you know, divine connection, divine guidance. And God said, wait, don't go yet. Ah! Of course, as a mother, your body is like, I want to go, I want to go. And then by the following day, I thought when God said don't go yet, I thought she would have put to bed. By the following day, she was still in labor. She had not put to bed. I got worried. And God said, don't go yet. Even in the morning, just like Lazarus. When Jesus was told about Lazarus, he said, oh, we will tarry Lazarus. By the time I got there in the afternoon, I now told my daughter, who was also in Lagos, to go and see her. She went to see her. She was allowed, it's a private hospital. She was allowed into the theater to see her, how she was laboring. When my other daughter got there and saw her, she fainted. What is this? She also fainted. So they told me, two of your children are in the hospital. And before that baby came, they were telling me, there's something, it's a surgery, the water has gone to the head. This, I said, that one belongs to the devil. Is the devil that water has gone into his head, not my own grandson. And they said everything. There were four consultants waiting to take delivery of her. Of course, we had prayed. And by the time they took delivery, the boy is as healthy as anybody you can think about. Praise the Lord. What are you going through? What battle are you going through? In 2 Kings, 2, is it 1 Kings or 2 Kings? The four lepers. Chapter 7, the four lepers were leprous. They didn't have legs. They didn't have hands. The Bible said they were crawling. It was yet twin light. You have hands. You have legs. You have everything that it takes. They were crawling until they got to the camp of the Syrians. It was four lepers that liberated the whole of Israel. They got there. And then they went in, they found gold. Look, don't be discouraged at all. When that thing you are afraid of, what brother Diakon said, there is no man there. God has made the Syrians to run away. He has brought noise, a lot of noises to them, so that they will know that you are the child of the Most High God. The Syrians that you are afraid of, they are away, they are gone away. And you have victory already. You will receive help from people who do not owe you any favor. You will receive help from the places you never believed that help could arise from. These were lepers. Nobody expected help to come from them. That help was to come to an entire nation through lepers. Help will arise for you even from people you consider helpless in Jesus' name. The same people you may have underrated will show up. They will show up and they will expect you in the name of Jesus. I speak to your life from places where you have not even asked for help. Help shall arise. From people who have not heard you ask for help, help shall arise. This week is a different week. You will be helped by strangers. Welcome to your new season. All things will work in your favor. Welcome to that new season where you will receive help from strangers. And the name of the Lord will be glorified. Let's be on our feet. Speak to the Lord. Begin to talk to the Lord. Thank God. I don't know what God has spoken to your life. But I tell you, this week is a great week for you. It is a wonderful week. It is the week that the Lord has made. Help will arise. From where you do not even expect at all. Remember, that slave girl that helped Naaman. Remember that Egyptian that was help to David. Help will arise for you this week, and the name of the Lord will be glorified. I want you to receive this into your life. Father, thank you. We give you praise. We give you worship. Because you have gone ahead of us, we will not be afraid. No man is there. You possess your possession. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you, Lord. Help will arise. Help will come. God will help you. God is for you. God is on your side. In Jesus' name. And may the Lord bless you this week and beyond. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May He send you help from Zion. And may this week be the week of weeks. Because you will come back to testify of what God has done in your life. Thank you, precious Father. Can you share the grace with somebody? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.